Today on Wealth Health Radio, some very important financial updates covered, and also Social Security hot on the docket. All that right after this.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Sadala. Joining me today, as always, Joe Murphy. Joe is an investment advisor, representative, independent fiduciary. You'll find him at Murphy Wealth Management. He's been helping folks for more than 20 years, getting to and through retirement and, coming off a little break. Joe, how are you?
Good. Went a little deep sea fishing with the boys, which was, it was a lot of fun. They had never gone before. So took Connor and his buddy and we went out on, we booked a charter. We meet the boat captain and we arrive and there's these beautiful, huge fishing boats sitting there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. So I go up to the one captain. I'm like, are you Benny? And he's like, no. He goes, Benny will be coming. So I called the guy. I was like, where are you at? He's like, oh, I'm coming around the canal right now. I see this. It's almost like this little teeny boat. And I'm so glad Amber didn't come with me, Steve, because she would have killed me. We had to jump down a ladder on this little teeny boat. But we had a ball. And, small little boat, three fishing poles off the back. Within 10 minutes, we hooked into all three poles, three barracuda. The kids had the time of their life. So it was nice, relaxing, but glad to be back into it.
Sure. So, Joe, we're going to get into it right away. I mean, we're talking about Social Security. We've always talked about Social Security. The Fed and the Congress and the conversations, we'll dig into some of that. But Fed Chair Powell just had an announcement.
Yeah, hot off the press, actually, right before the show, Steve, I was watching his testimony on Capitol Hill today. So quick recap on that. And this is basically a rinse and repeat. He could probably just put a little cardboard cutout of himself up there and push play and repeat ad nauseum what he's been saying. But Q1 2024 data did not support confidence in inflation and a path to rate cuts. Rate cuts are not appropriate until greater confidence inflation is heading to 2%. Three, he said cutting rates too late could unduly weaken the economy. Four, the U.S. economy is expanding at a solid pace. Five, the labor market conditions have cooled but remain strong. And then six and final, elevated inflation is not the only risk we face. The Fed needs more data before beginning rate cuts. Here's what we can take off all this is basically it's a big nothing burger. But what he really did was he floated out there the potential of rate cuts. And if anyone follows investing, trading, for all our do-it-yourselfers out there, we know when rate cuts happen and the Fed starts easing policy, that's when the time really to expose your money to the market. So I think, you always hear the old adage, Steve, the early bird gets the worm.
Yes.
But there's an add-on that says the second mouse gets the cheese here. You don't want to be too early because I think that rate cuts might be held off a little bit longer than anticipated. And I do believe that we'll probably have a little bit of a struggle here going forward. But that's my personal opinion. You just don't want to get out in front of this. And then we have rate hikes and, then you're in all sorts of trouble. But Powell, again, out there, big nothing burger. What I'm really interested in, Steve, is I know you have a sound bite.
Yes.
I'd love to play this because this has to do, and I'm going to set this up a little bit before we do play this. This is a senator and also Janet Yellen. So Senator Cassidy, and maybe some of our Chicago people may know Senator Cassidy. He's actually a Republican out of Louisiana, but he is from Highland Park, Illinois. He's been in office since 2015, and he is also a medical doctor. And I think his one joy in life is grilling Janet Yellen. She is absolutely always on the defensive. And Steve, play the soundbite, and let's let our listeners hear a little bit about what's going on with Social Security, because we've been hearing Social Security is going to run out of money. Biden saying, hey, this is all the Republicans. They don't want to play ball here. This recording and this soundbite paints a very different story about what's really going on with Congress, Social Security, Medicare, some of our unfunded obligations. So, Steve, fire that away and we'll have a nice little discussion on it.
Sure. What would the tax rate have to be, or what would the total amount of taxes have to be on those making over $400,000 a year?
I don't have that computation to offer you, but the president has in the past discussed the possibility of raising the ceiling on what income would be included. Of course, he would protect those, his pledges to protect households making under $400,000.
Because the president theoretically has a plan, and if I'm rubbing my forehead, it's just because it seems worse than I thought. If there's not been a computation, if there's not been a calculation of what the tax rate would have to be on those making over $400,000 a year, has Treasury really not looked at, okay, we're already charging $4.9 trillion for the deficit, for Medicare, for a lot of other things, and now we've got to add social, but we haven't done the math to figure out how much that tax rate would have to be?
The president doesn't have a plan. He has principles. He wants to work with Congress to find a way to protect Social Security and extend its solvency beyond 2034.
Now, if the president was...
I mean, that goes on for, you know, that was about 2 minutes in of about a 9-minute clip.
Steve, so do you feel better about the future of Social Security after hearing that our president doesn't have a plan, but he has principles, right?
Yes. Right. That's what she just said.
That's exactly what she just said.
I couldn't help but laugh.
You know, and for all our fellow listeners out there that love to watch C-SPAN and the Senate Finance Committees like me, I'm a big dork, but it really gives me insight on how our government is really approaching this. And for those listeners that don't know, and there's a lot, unfortunately, 30% of Americans, only 30% of Americans know the risk of Social Security benefits and a potential rate cut coming up in 2034. Here's what's on the docket, just to give everyone a quick refresher. Social Security benefits to current recipients right now, about 77% of it is paid out through current collected payroll taxes. There's a 23% gap every single year, and that gap is paid from an old age and survivors trust fund. That trust fund that supplements that gap from what payroll taxes do not cover is depleting every single year. And they're looking at 2034, 2035, if you believe the newest update, where that hits zero. What does that mean for all future and current Social Security recipients? You could have a 23% reduction of your Social Security benefits. And one thing that I've always hammered on this show, Steve, is our government works last minute. These guys are talking about, you know, this party's not doing this, this party's not doing that. But now it comes out during the Senate Finance Committee that, and we didn't hear the part where Senator Cassidy was really grilling Janet Yellen, not only about not having a plan, but how many times they went to our president saying, hey, we need to get this going. This is serious. We can't just wait till the last second here. He said he heard crickets. No address, no nothing. That's very alarming to me, considering how important Social Security is for the future of our retirees. It's scary, but it's just the way our government seems to be working these days. It's a lot of, you know, do nothing and then, you know, just wait until someone accuses you of something and then blame someone else. You know, that's not the way that, you know, fiscal responsibility and running this great country is supposed to go. So is it alarming? It absolutely is to me. But I do encourage people to check out Senator Cassidy's YouTube. Unfortunately, that clip that we played, Steve, believe it or not, only had 2,000 views. I think it's really very important, yeah, to get educated on what's going on with our Congress, what's going on with Social Security. I don't even want to get into Medicare because that's even scarier. President Biden did come up with a plan, but he only addressed Part A, and his plan is the $4.9 trillion in new taxes proposed in 2025, that budget proposal. It's nuts. And, you know, you think about it, Steve, it's supposed to target $400,000 of income or greater. But what is it really going to do? Think about 400 grand right now. Prices are up, what, 20-25%, you know, in the last couple years? You know, our purchasing power is decreasing, and the thresholds that they're going to start increased taxation are going down, 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 down. We're all going to find ourselves paying for the ineptitude and the non-planning part of this government. And that's the part that is really going to hurt middle America. And they're already starting to die off. And that's the scary part to me, is we have to find leadership that will address these important unfunded obligations, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. We paid into it. We deserve it. And I just don't understand how this cannot be addressed, and rally behind Senator Cassidy because he's leading the charge. And what we want to do here, guys, is every week we do it. Next 10 callers into the show. And whether you have a burning question for a financial advisor or you just want to get that pre-retirement plan going, this is an opportunity for you. And every week we invite our listeners from AM 560 to call this fiduciary financial planner that's in your ear right now. Steve, next 10 callers, line is open. Give our listeners that magic number and we're going to get to work.
You got it, Joe. 800-930-5905. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. And again, no cost, no obligation. You'll find out things like, well, are there any red flags that could be a problem for you down the line? How much risk are you really taking? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling us right now, 800-930-5905. 10 callers, 800-930-5905.
When we come back on Wealth Health Radio, more on Social Security planning, Medicare, and retirement planning right after this.
Welcome back, everybody. Wealth Health Radio is the program. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here. Joe, of course, been helping folks for a good long while. And you will find more about Joe and the team at MWMFinancial.tax. That's MWMFinancial.tax. You can meet the team. But one of the things, Joe, that you've done with that website that not all advisors do is you take a lot of care and concern. There's things that you can do inside that website that can help us understand how to get to retirement.
Well, I appreciate that. And I actually just did review it and I was horrified, Steve, because I was lackadaisical and I realized that our contribution limits were still in 2023. So I fired off all the 2024 limit increases. I was like, so hopefully everyone got the updates. But yeah, it's a work in progress like most websites because we have constantly changing tax code, constantly changes in the finance industry. So we do our best to keep everything up to date. But you know, we cover a lot of ground. You know, I think people's lives are not straightforward. You know, everyone has a lot of moving parts and there's a lot of things to consider. And, you know, to have to go to like three different financial advisors to get advisement on college planning, you know, how do I work my longevity or my legacy plan? How do I do investment, you know, portfolio management? We wanted to have a source that people could go to, especially, Steve, those retirement calculators. Again,
yeah,
I'm going to promote that. They're free to all our listeners here on AM 560. Anyone that goes onto our website, click on that financial calculator. There are so many awesome things that you can use that for and give yourself an idea, especially for our seniors that are maybe getting towards that age 73 where those required minimum distributions, it's a scary time because it's, again, a new phase of retirement life where now you're going to have these forced distributions. Are you curious to what you may need to take out? You can get that calculator done in 5 minutes, and instead of guessing and maybe saying, you know what, I'm going to put this off till later, no, because the sooner that you know, the sooner you can plan. And time is that magic ingredient that makes things better. And the more you have of it, Steve, the better your outcome is. So use those calculators. And if you're not sure, give us a call. We'll help you walk it through. But appreciate the promo on the website, Steve, because it is kind of like a little baby for us here. And we want to keep it growing.
Sure. Well, again, like the calculators, again, are very cool and super easy. And again, it's just a great place to visit, MWMFinancial.tax. That is the website. And so we're talking about Social Security in the last segment, and we heard Janet Yellen say that the president doesn't have a plan, but he has ideas for Social Security. where does that leave us, Joe? I mean, where does that leave us?
Steve, like Senator Cassidy, I was shaking my head and rubbing my forehead when I was listening to her. And, you know, obviously it's the decorum is there anytime you have these finance committee, you know, grillings. But you could tell the frustration because this guy is trying to make some progress for the American people. And then you have, you know, the administration saying right now is, oh, you know, they're not, the Republicans aren't doing anything. And it's just like, wow, you you know, at some point, someone's got to do something. You can't just keep blaming the other side. We have to get this going. It is too critical to the American people. And, you know, you look at, like, our deficit, Steve. How ridiculous is $35 trillion? You know, our interest payment on that is swallowing up. It's bigger than our defense budget. It's almost bigger than our Medicare budget. So, I mean, these are huge, huge numbers, and no one's addressing it. And if we go back, if we flash back to 2011, and we'll never hear another peep about this because this makes most sense. In 2011, Warren Buffett proposed the best solution to our nation's debt. He said he could end the deficit in 5 minutes. If we proposed a law that anytime there was a deficit of more than 3% of GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election.
Perfect.
I mean, oh, easy
man,
solution,
what a great idea.
Right? I mean, well, that's Warren Buffett. He's full of them.
Yeah.
But will that ever happen? Nope, never heard a peep about that again because it's accountability. But again, you know, you want a little investment advice from your neighborhood investment advisor. I picked this up from AAA, and this applies to everyone. So if you properly inflate your car tires, you're going to save about 7 cents a gallon. You know, that adds up over time. You want to save $2 a gallon, make sure you properly vote in November. That's the biggest savings.
I love it.
So
that's very true.
Yep, it is very true. And look, you know, I'm not a political guy, but I've just seen enough, and it's frustrating. And I know a lot of our listeners, is a conservative station with values and Christian values. And to me, you know, I grew up a Catholic kid, and, you know, I've always held those core values, and I try and hold myself centrist. But man, it is like a clown show right now, what's going on. And it's hard to know how proud, you know, most people are of this country. And, you know, especially you, Steve, as, you know, you served this country. And, you know, to look around and see this, it's an embarrassment. And it's just, we just need a change. It's time for a change. We need a change. And, you know, at some point, everyone's got to speak up, and we got to use our power, and that's to vote.
You teased me with a story before the show. Let's jump into that. I'm very curious.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. So I wanted to share an experience with all our listeners, and I think everyone out there listening that is either in retirement or has been working towards retirement and feeling that end date getting closer and closer. You know, that's usually the time where a little panic sets in. You might be a little bit nervous. So I want everyone, if you're not driving, of course, just close your eyes and imagine the year is 2020. Everyone might get a couple gulps there. But and this is really important. Interest rates were near zero. Okay, so interest rates were near zero. In January of 2020, we had the COVID terror that was in its infancy here in the United States. And then in February and into March came Black Monday 2. And it's been dubbed Black Monday 2. If you remember how crazy that was with the market,
yes.
One day we had almost a 3,000 point drop. Definitely not a fun time to think about, but there's a big point I'm going to make, and it has to do with interest rates. So while advisors during that time, the news, the internet, they were all pushing people to de-risk more and more into their fixed income. So a lot of people with their 401ks, they started pulling back, putting more into the bond sector. A lot of investors started listening and saying, you know what, I want to get out. This was so scary. No one knew that this thing was going to absolutely recover in a very short amount of time. But at that time, when you're in the moment, especially if you are a retiree and you're looking at an account that you're going to depend on for future income and you're seeing a 20% loss, it causes you to do irrational things. And it doesn't help when you have the media, when you have an advisor in your ear saying, hey, you know what, maybe we want to take a little bit off the table here and get it into fixed income. So when we had our 401ks and most of the clients out there that are retirees, you probably heard of this, Steve, the 60-40 split.
Sure,
probably one of the most famous allocations, and that's 60% in equities, 40% in fixed income or bonds. And all these pundits were encouraging these clients and listeners and viewers to say, move more into that fixed income. So why these other advisors during that time, they were fielding these calls, Steve, of their clients saying, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Should I pull out? Should I pull out? I took a very different approach, and I was on a mission back then in 2020, and I called every single one of our clients. And my conversation would go something like this. Mr. Smith, we have obviously a major risk around us regarding equities. And I explained that the rates right now that we were looking at were near zero. The government started spending money. The Fed was easing like we were in a recession. So I'm looking at that and I'm looking at, you know, this is not a good thing to be doing in this environment because we're not in a recession. It's a market correction. But the Fed is just plowing money into U.S. treasuries and buying and trying to ease out. And I'm still looking at these interest rates at zero. And I'm looking at my clients specifically that are split out between equities and fixed income. And you have a little bit of a choice here as an advisor. You can do what other advisors did or bank channel people and say, let's move more over to that fixed income side to play it safe. Lo and behold, we had a funny feeling, Steve, that interest rates weren't going to go below zero. They were most likely going to be headed up because all the actions that the Fed was doing were inflationary. So I had a choice with my clients. And when I was talking to Mr. and Mrs. Smith on the phone, I said, look, we have an opportunity here. Number one, our first choice would be to buy a duration bond where we're guaranteed the yield. Unfortunately, the bond yields back then were like 1.26%.
Right,
so that wouldn't even keep up with future inflation rates. So the other option that I wanted to do is I needed to hedge that equity position, especially for our retirees. So we ended up using, and this was probably one of the greatest turnarounds of our firm during a really crazy time, I ended up taking the fixed income portion, that 40% for all our retirees and near-term retirees that were in that type of split, and using a little 5-year indexed annuity with no fees. I had no idea what was going to happen in the future, but we had an insane recovery on the equity side. But the bond side, Steve, is what we knew was going to happen because bonds are interest rate sensitive. So as interest rates started heading up, those bond prices started falling. And we are still in the longest bull market, I think, in history. This started back in 2020 and we're still in it. That fixed income, most people haven't recovered from this bear market, down 23%. Now it's down about 17%. But to have both sides lose and to be told that this is a hedge and a safety, we ended up taking a different direction. And sometimes, Steve, when everyone's going on one side of the boat, I'm always the very first to say, maybe we can use an alternative solution.
Sure.
And boy, am I glad I did. So as everyone's equities recovered, the indexed annuity recovered as well because it's indexed against the market. It has zero market risk. But the best thing is that thing, and now we did this 4 years ago, my clients over the past 4 years have averaged almost 11% a year in this thing, and they have their equity upside. So instead of having the drawdown on the bond side of 20% and, you know, the recovery on the equity side, my clients that I was able to get a hold of and talk to were able to not only hedge risk, but also gain with no risk on that old bond side. So now we're approaching that fifth and final year, and I'm starting to have conversation with these clients that went in, and a lot of them are like, Joe, look, I'm not paying any advisory fees. I know that I have the potential to go up. This thing's performing really well. I'd like to keep this. And, you know, to me, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's absolutely. But Steve, every time in history, every single time, there are always, always risks. There are always things that we as advisors are looking at. And some of those risks going forward are exactly what we just heard in that opening segment. Social Security is a big one, and it's a big part of American income in retirement. And that is a huge risk going forward. But what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to address that? Longevity risk, that's another one. And you know what, Steve, why don't we take a real quick break? And then I'm going to hit into this. And I think this is really, really important. I hope all our listeners are paying attention here because I think this is really going to change your outlook going forward because we don't know what the future holds. And our ability to maybe see and help our clients get through whatever is coming is very important. So next 10 callers into the show, we can have a conversation. We can answer your questions, whether it's one question or you have multiple or you're looking for a pre-retirement plan. This is your time to shine and talk to this fiduciary financial advisor that's in your ear right now. Steve, give our listeners that magic number. We're going to get to work and can't wait to talk to you guys.
800-930-5905. That is the number, 830-5905. An opportunity to review your individual circumstances. It's a true practical financial review. And if you've never done it before, no time like the present. Don't procrastinate another day. You've been meaning to call. Call today, 800-930-5905. 10 callers right now gets the comprehensive financial review that Joe just described. 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905.
When we come back, we're going to start discussing some of the risks that we at Murphy Wealth think are on the horizon. Don't miss this right after this.
Wealth Health Radio is the program. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy's here. Joe is at Murphy Wealth Management, where he's helping folks get to and through retirement. Joe, in the last segment, you kind of wound up to explaining what you did in 2020 in anticipation of what could go wrong, and you made the right call.
Yeah, and you know, they always say a blind squirrel finds a nut, but I've always found, Steve, that conventional ideas usually are wrong. It's just the way it goes. If you follow the herd, you're usually going to end up losing like the herd. And so for me, it was a real easy call because of the bond side. And we knew, especially for people that are in 401ks or bond ETFs or bond mutual funds, because they're so interest rate sensitive, it was a simple call because rates were on the floor and we knew the Fed was spending. We knew inflation was going to happen. It was a fairly easy call. The conversations, and now I'm picking up the phone again and calling all my clients, because the conversations that I'm having today in 2024, although I think are very important, are very different than the ones that I made in 2020 to our client base. And if you guys remember one thing from this show, one thing alone, just remember, the point of retirement is to hedge as many risks as you possibly can. Leaving yourself exposed to these risks is a recipe for disaster, especially for our retirees that are going to depend on the accounts that they have exposed to the market. So what we're looking at right now is five of the biggest risks, and I'm just going to read through these, and I'm going to talk about each one. The five biggest risks that I'm talking to my clients about right now. Number one, just like Senator Cassidy was talking to Janet Yellen, Social Security reduction risk. It is an absolute wipeout, 23% reduction. And I'll get into the details on that and what that means in a dollar amount. But it's going to be huge if this is not headed off at the pass. And we're all going to face some type of reduction. There's no way we're getting through this clean and clear with full benefits. The second biggest risk is health impairment risk, long-term care, home health care. Things come up. Steve, believe it or not, you have a 70% chance at age 65 for the rest of your retirement, me too, to have one of these events happen. It's a big risk and people are not planning for it. Longevity risk. We don't realize how long we're going to live. Our savings is unfortunately a little bit short. And if we live longer, another recipe for disaster. Market risk. Again, we have experienced just such an awesome upheaval in equities, just the natural thought of a cycle. But the indicators that we're seeing out there, especially, like I said, when we look at what fuels this market, earnings, the job reports that keep coming out every single month, you look back, they're revised by 20, 30%. And then most of the jobs that are fueling the market are government jobs and part-time jobs. Really not a good recipe going forward for a strong economy. And then if those are A risks, my B risks that I'm going to talk to my clients about is legacy shortfall. It's important for some people, but it's not important for everyone. So I want to break down these risks, Steve, and I'm going to start with Social Security. And after listening to that exchange between Senator Cassidy and Yellen, and please again, check out Senator Cassidy's YouTube. His discourse with Janet Yellen is grab some popcorn. It's worth watching, but it will really open your eyes that nothing seems to be happening and we are running out of time to address this. And you can tell the panic in the man's face and just the disregard from Janet Yellen. And it's mind blowing to me. But since 2034, this 23% reduction, again, is the what payroll taxes is not going to cover. So if we look at household Social Security benefits from age 67 to 90, what would a 23% reduction to families mean? And we're going to add in a 2.4% COLA increase. Okay. 30% of Americans, Steve, don't even know this is an issue. And that's a big problem. So if I'm receiving $2,500 a month, that's about $960,000 lifetime. The monthly reduction is about $575 monthly. So
that's going to really hurt.
That's 23%. So instead of getting your full $2,500, this isn't like your Part B coming out or anything. You're going to be starting out gross at $1,925. That's with that 23% reduction. That's a $220,000 decrease. And that's, like I said, to me, that's a big deal, especially in that income range. You know, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of bills, especially considering is we're not going back to low prices, Steve. We're not going back to that 20% before. They're only going to slow the increases going forward. And if we get our Social Security chopped, that's a problem. If you're receiving $3,500 a month, and I'll kind of fast forward through these. I think everyone gets the gist. It would be $2,695 a month. I mean, these are big differences. If you're receiving $4,500 a month between you and your spouse, you're now looking at $3,465 a month. These are big reductions at a time when Americans can't afford it. So fortunately, with all these risks that I'm going to cover, there is a very innovative solution for our clients here at Murphy Wealth, very similar to what I used with the bond hedge back in 2020. Now we're looking forward to hedge these new threats that are emerging. And if our clients' Social Security benefits are ever reduced by as little as 3% in any given year, the protection of this account activates to offset this loss of income.
What are you talking about, Joe?
Talking about an account that we have, and it's an annuity, but it's an account that we have here at Murphy Wealth that we've been using with our clients because this is so in our face right now with Social Security that, Steve, if you owned this type of annuity and your Social Security in any given year dropped 3%, you are going to receive an increased benefit from that annuity to make up that loss. I mean,
Wow, talk about
protection. Now, you still get a lot of other benefits with this, but I want to talk a little bit about some more of these risks. And one of the main ones, Steve, is healthcare impairment. So we've all, it's been in our face. No one likes to talk about this stuff, but unfortunately, 70% of us are going to have to deal with it. Long-term care, home health care, critical illness like a stroke, heart attack, cancer, chronic illnesses. 7 out of 10 of 65-year-olds today will unfortunately experience that. That's a really high percentage. Steve, if you give me a 70% chance of winning the lottery,
I'm going to buy a ticket.
I'm going to buy a ticket. If I have a 70% of a wipeout of my account and maybe I'm married and maybe I'm draining down the assets because we're paying for my care, I would want to protect. This particular account, Steve, also protects against healthcare impairment. It has an accelerated benefit to cover that. And to me, Steve, it's ADL based, which means most of these annuities out here in long-term care, you actually have to be confined to a facility. This is ADL based, which is activities of daily living. If at any time during your life you aren't able to perform two of the six, this valuable benefit activates. Bathing, eating, dressing, taking medication, transferring, and toileting. Any of those two of six, you have an advanced benefit. Here's the biggie that most people aren't considering. Longevity risk. We're living too long. Thanks to medicine, thanks to, you know, food source, thanks to water, we're all living longer, but our savings have not grown. And we have a chance of running out of money before you run out of life. This also has a longevity benefit to make sure when you're in that third phase of spending, if you're running short, guess what you have? An enhanced death benefit to kick up your income over the rest of your life. So we're looking at, it also has an enhanced death benefit. We talk about legacy planning. Some people are really interested in taking care of the kids. Look, these kids, they've had it rough. You know, it's hard to buy a house, hard to buy a car, hard to get a good paying job. Taxes are going to be going up. They're not going to be in the same position that we were in. So taking care of them in the best possible way, this account also has an enhanced death benefit to help you give a bigger boost to those kids for whatever you don't use in your life. To me, that is huge. And here's the big benefit of these indexed annuities, Steve, and this one in particular. It is guaranteed against all market risk. Just like that little 5-year that I used, you cannot lose a dime. How does it perform? You know, if we look at the historical, Steve, we're looking at over 11% a year. If you did this 10 years ago, you averaged 11% a year with no risk. Imagine looking at a staircase and it only stepping up. And instead of having your money in bonds, you now have an account that only goes up and protects you from all of these threats. To me, it's an absolute no-brainer. Is it a fit for everyone? No. But it is something that we're talking to our clients because once all these threats emerge, Steve, guess what? It's too late. You can't do anything about it. It's done. So your time to plan is now, when you're not thinking about it, when you just hear the murmurings of these things happening. That is your time to plan. And that's what we're here to do, Steve. That's what we do as retirement planners, is we try and hedge risks. Anyone out there can buy an SPX index, make money in the market, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't protect you from the prevalent risks that we're covering right now. And that's why I've been on the phone talking to our clients, because this is a very innovative vehicle. It's a very innovative account. And it also, for those people that are maybe sitting in an old annuity, this offers a very large upfront cash bonus. So we're looking at a 20% upfront cash bonus to help offset. So a lot of those older annuities, we're able to move into this, get our clients modern crediting methods to give them potential more upside, but then get all these valuable benefits that help hedge risk. We're not saying put all your money in these things, but man, Steve, what an unbelievable sidecar to a successful retirement to sidestep some of these risks.
Well, you said you're calling clients. Well, how about we have folks call you right now, Joe, and come on in and talk about all this?
Yeah. Again, guys, if you do one thing today, remember this, is the risk coming forward, you're not going to have a second chance to plan. And this is an opportunity to learn more about this. So if you're interested in learning how this particular account can fit into your retirement or how this account can help you, we are going to run complimentary illustrations just for our listeners here on AM 560. These take me a little bit of time. We can only do 10 this week, Steve. Give our listeners that number. We'll have that immediate conversation. I'll gather some basic information and I will email you over that illustration so you can see how this thing works and we can discuss the pros and the cons and make sure it's a good fit for you. Steve, give our listeners that magic number and we'll get to work.
This is a great opportunity, folks. Don't let it slip by today. 800-930-5905. It's your chance, really, to get a financial roadmap put together. And Joe and the team are there for you to take that complex financial world and just break it down into something that just makes sense. Here's your chance for a practical financial review. And if you're listening, then call us, 800-930-5905. You heard Joe, 10 callers right now, the comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, it ends up being a roadmap that will help guide you or help push you where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905.
Next on Wealth Health Radio, how to find a financial advisor, and not just any financial advisor, but find the right financial advisor for you. We're going to walk you through the steps right after this.
Wealth Health Radio is the program. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy's here. Joe, of course, at Murphy Wealth Management, and so much more. And Joe, I haven't mentioned Facebook yet today, and I know that that's kind of a fun spot for you. It is for me, too, with you guys and what you do. It's real easy to fall victim to the gloom and doom out there, but, you know, if you're looking for a bright spot in your day, go to Joe's Facebook page.
Yeah, you know what? There's some uplifting quotes on there. And you know, most of our listeners know I'm not the big social media guy. I am just, to me, most of social media is just to get a reaction or get a click. So there's a lot of, it can be a cesspool, honestly.
Yes,
so
absolutely it can.
I didn't want to contribute to that. And we just wanted to have it up. Yep. I just wanted to have it uplifting. So you're not going to, you know, find the solution to all your problems or anything. But if it puts a smile on one person's face, Steve, then that's worth it to me. And that's why we're on there. So give us a follow. Small business, we would appreciate it. And, you know, again, Murphy Wealth right on Facebook.
Sure. So we're going to get into finding that right financial advisor. And that's a task. I know we all have to face that at some point. But I find this interesting. According to Vanguard, the average, on average, a hypothetical $500,000 investment would grow to over $3.4 million under the care of an advisor over 25 years. Whereas the expected value from self-management would be $1.69 million or 50% less. Joe, the writing's on the wall here. You got to work with an independent fiduciary advisor. That's just it.
Yeah.
I
think it's the right advisor. I think the intro pegs it. And, you know, finding the right advisor for you. And look, there's so many different avenues in finance, and different financial advisors may specialize in different things. So you really have to know what you're looking for. And that's something that you have to figure out. You know, what do I really want? The question I always ask my client, Steve, when we're doing interviews and intro calls is, what keeps you up at night? You know, what makes you worry? Where are your fears at? And I want to address that, not because I want to put the client on the defensive, but I want to understand if they are not able to articulate what the actual problem is, what their concerns are. That allows me to say, can I meet these concerns to the best of my ability to serve this client correctly? Or are we better off maybe going to, you know, the bank channel or to an insurance agent? That allows me to really understand what the main concern is. And obviously, mm-hmm. there's so many different levels of financial advisement, and you know, there's complexities that, you know, for some advisors it's a little bit too much, and maybe they're just, you know, doing the investment management, and that's fine too. Different people find different areas of expertise, but it really helps that you know what you're looking for. I think that's step number one. Step number two is you definitely have to do a little homework, do a little due diligence, understand who you're talking to, how they're licensed. There's different levels of financial advisors. Like anything, they had to make it so complex, so it's so confusing. It's like going into a maze. Interview a couple, but know the type of financial advisor that you want. Personally, I'm an investment advisor. My licensing is as an investment advisor. I do a lot of retirement planning. I'm also an insurance agent. I'm life and health licensed. So I feel that I'm very well-rounded. Investment and portfolio management, is not my only thing that I do here. We focus a lot on tax efficiency. I think to me, it's probably one of the most critical steps in a successful retirement plan that is often overlooked by most advisors. We're lucky because we have an ace in the hole here with Amber. But for most advisors, it's investment management. It's, you know, they're going to meet you, they're going to sit down, they're going to see how you answer the risk tolerance, and then you're going in portfolio 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Mm-hmm. It's how you answer those questions. And then, you know, the biggest complaint that I get from a lot of clients that come from other advisors is once we signed up, I never heard from them again. I never heard a peep. And I was like, I'm a family-owned, you know, we run a family-owned firm.
Right.
So communication and relationships are at the forefront. And the one thing that we started doing that I really like, and I talk about how I don't like technology, this really boomed our ability to connect with all different ages of clients is using that Calendly. And one of the things that we do for our portfolio management is every single quarter, we send our performance versus the benchmark, and we send a Calendly. So the client can schedule a 20, 30-minute call with me to review the investments. We can go through, why'd you make a trade here? What's going on with this? Should we maybe do a Roth conversion? It allows me to stay in touch at least every 3 months. Once a year, we absolutely want to have a review. You want to be in touch with your advisor, because if they don't know that there's major changes in your life, how can they plan? But that falls on the advisor. The communication onus falls on the advisor. That's what my job is to make sure we stay in touch. And if you're not talking to your advisor, to me, that's sign number one that why are you paying the fee? Just get an SPX index, save the fee, and rock and roll. But if you want true financial advisement and you want to be guided through retirement, all the complexities of tax code and the complexities of estate planning and things like that, that's when you really want a financial advisor, Steve.
Sure. So, Joe, let me ask you this. You said that one of the things that you talk about is you ask what keeps you up at night.
Yep.
And so I'm going to ask you, Joe, what keeps you up at night?
To me, it's the catastrophic market drop. It's the things that you don't, and to me, it's probably not going to be that. I don't think we're going to have a catastrophic market drop, but it makes me nervous as an investment advisor. I manage, you know, a lot of money. So, you know,
sure,
of course,
yeah. And
you
it's know, important.
We, yeah. And we have hedges in place, but still, you know, we're responsible for, you know, the well-being of a lot of really good people. So of course that keeps me up at night. I want to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can for everyone. And unfortunately with investments, there's risk. And, you know, if something goes off the rails and it's out of our control and it happens like that, Steve, you know, there's not a lot you're going to be able to do. So that makes my job of interviewing very, very important, because I have to get that risk down perfectly. So we know if the worst case scenario happens, my client isn't completely out. And, you know, you always look back and say, did I make sure that I do that? And sometimes I'll call the client and say, I just want to make sure that we covered this correctly. So I know what is exposed. If the worst case scenario happens, they're still going to be okay. And I don't know if all advisors do that, Steve. And that's the thing that scares me. I think a lot of people in this day and age, from the portfolios that we see, a lot of people are overexposed. And to me, that's what keeps me up at night. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, the biggest thing that keeps a lot of people up at night is, am I going to run out of money? That's
yeah,
the biggest
that's the
thing
big
that
question.
I see. You know, do I have enough that's to maintain my lifestyle for 20 or 30 years? That's the biggest concern.
Well, that's the beauty of having a plan, a written plan, is that, you know, I'm going to know what my income is going to be, not only this year, but I can look ahead and see what it's going to be 10 years from now.
Yeah, I love
that's how solid the plan is.
Well, you have to have the absolutes. You have to have the worst case scenario. And we
right,
do, you know, income planning. It's obviously, you know, we're going to take in consideration current tax law, but we can't predict future tax law. But what we can predict is worst case scenario income. I know exactly where my clients are going to be. We can provide that absolute, although I don't know what's going to happen with the market on a year to year, day to day. You know, day to day, Steve, if you try and predict the S&P 500 movement, it's a coin flip. If you go out just as little, if you go out just as little as I think it's like a year, that falls down to 20%. And then if you go out 5 years, it's like 5% that you could have a loss. So, you know, time in the market is really the way to go. But to me, it's playing the odds where you can. It's making sure that we're not taking undue risks. That's why in that third segment, Steve, I brought up that account, that annuity, because of the protection that it offers from real threats that we feel are right on the horizon for most Americans.
Right.
And to not bring that up, I think I would not be a very good fiduciary.
Right. Well, again, you know, when you talk about it, you used to bring up that little annuity, but I mean, that's not so little. It becomes a key piece to the puzzle of, you know, when things are a little hinky.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, and that's why we have a lot of clients that are ending in that, you know, that 5 year they can exit and they're like, you know what? I think I'm going to hang out in this for a while. I really like the way it's going.
Well, the way the interest rates are right now, I mean, again, that's not going to be forever either.
No, interest rates are going to fluctuate. And, you know, nothing stays constant. We thought we were going to be in a near zero interest rate forever, the easy money policy. And look, that's the difference between Donald Trump and Biden. It's right there economically. We're going to have one side doing tax cuts and trying to keep interest rates low to stimulate economy. And we're going to have one that's going to go tax centric, really penalize and regulate the corporations to slow everything down. And when I'm looking at it throughout history, tax cuts work. They've always worked. And there's no reason why they can't work in the future. So I think this election is very important for our economy. I'm watching it like a hawk, not because they care about the tit for tat or who has a lower handicap. It's how is this going to affect my clients? How is this going to affect their horizon? And that's where I really look at this and say, you know what? I got to vote for my clients here. I got to go in that direction.
Sure, of course. Folks, 800-930-5905. And so wrap it up for me, Joe, just as we kind of wind things down.
Yeah, guys. And look, you know, the one thing I always tell my clients is don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Or for our ladies out there, don't wear high heels to an Olympic sprint. So it is good advice, but it's true. You know, a new phase of your life is going to require a new kind of preparation. And that's why I covered the things that I did cover today, because I want people to be aware that you can feel the change crackling in the air. I can feel it. Steve, can you feel it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there. There's change coming. And a successful retirement needs some core principles. You need to have protection. You need to have a sound plan to generate, especially on income, maximum spendable income for your life and also for your spouse. You need an investment portfolio that reflects your current and future situation, not the situation of your past and your working years. It's a totally different ball game. And then a tax analysis to make sure that we're keeping up with Uncle Sam and more of those dollars are staying in your pocket. This is what we're offering to our listeners right here today. Steve, don't let them miss out on that. I don't want to run out of time. Give our listeners that magic number. We're going to get to work.
You got it, Joe. 800-930-5905. And we're going to give you that opportunity to review your individual circumstances. Like Joe just said, there's no cost. There's no obligation. You'll find out about risk. How much are you taking? Red flags that could be potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? These are the kinds of things that Joe can help you find out. Potential tax liabilities, always a big part of the conversation. And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, just pick up the phone, give us a call, 800-930-5905. 10 callers right now, 800-930-5905. Joe, this has been a great show. Really had a good time. And again, my notebook is filling up here.
Well, hopefully our listeners learned something as well, and that's why we're doing this show, Steve. So I want everyone to have a great week. We're going to be here again next week doing the same thing with different stuff.
content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.